welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I have a new microphone and I am feeling pretty, pretty fancy. And it's the Shure. I don't even know what model it is, but I am loving it. And it took me a few minutes to figure out, but once I figured it out, So technologically savvy, but not at the same time. It's amazing. It's a complex place to be, a lot of duality. So today, I wanted to talk about something that I've been wanting to share for a while, and it's a question that I get asked a lot. But before I get into that, I had this moment before recording this podcast where I was just like, what in the fuck am I even doing? What am I doing? And I don't know if you ever have moments like that where you're just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? Why am I in this grind? What am I even doing with my business? Where is it going? All of these things. And I have some pretty big goals for 2023. And so I think sometimes when we have these really high expectations of ourselves and we have these big goals that we want to achieve, there's a lot of two steps forward, five steps back. Two steps forward, five steps back. There's a lot of that, right? Where we're just sort of like, can I do this? Maybe I'm going to move a little bit forward. And then you kind of like backtrack and think, whoa, nope, that's kind of scary. That's uncomfortable. Let me go back to my safe place. And I've had a lot of those moments in the last few weeks. But what I'm going to share with you today has actually been a really, really bright spot in my own professional life. And I'm excited to talk about it. And today we're going to do a little client case study. And I'm going to talk about an e-commerce client of mine that I had in December that was a done-for-you SEO project and a little bit of the things that we did specifically to the site and the kind of impact that this had. And I just want to, you know, caveat this by saying this isn't always typical. These results aren't always typical. This client was in a really fortunate position of being in a space that has high search volume, medium to high search volume, relatively speaking, and low to medium competition. And so, you know, that's what I sort of like to call a unicorn space. And though there are lots of those pockets, right? She just happened to be in one of them. And so starting on this website, which is e-com on Shopify, there was zero SEO in place. There were no on-page optimization. And by that, I mean, there were no title tags, no descriptions, no copy blocks on the actual pages. The H1s were not optimized. There was just nothing. And taking a look at the site, because it's Shopify, it's fairly technologically sound. There weren't a lot of issues. I found some broken links, a few redirect chains related to a broken contact form link, easy fixes. One of the things that I have noticed with Shopify is that they inherently will create ENCA for like Canada, ENGB for the UK, etc. pages that shop owners don't have access to. Luckily, they create the right markup for international SEO, and that's hreflang. But it can cause a lot of issues. So if you're a Shopify owner and you've noticed this, I would love to hear what your sort of workaround is or what solutions you found, because this is something I'm doing a little research on because it's come up with more than just one client. And I'm interested as to what the solution is, because I find it a little frustrating that Shopify would create URLs that a shop owner can't even access. So that's a different story for a different day. So this website, just to recap, e-commerce, pretty niche down space, no on-page optimization at all, right? None. And so during the done-for-you process, which is like a 2 to 4 week process, I conduct a site audit. I do a buttload of keyword research to understand, you know, what the client's target audience is searching for, what kind of keywords they're using, the spaces that they're spending time in, et cetera. And we look at competitors, like who are your primary competitors? Who would you love to, in an ideal world, outrank, right? We have sort of a discovery kickoff call and we go through the process and I write and implement all of the on-page optimization for the client. And during this process, I also provide blog content ideation in the form of specific keywords and titles to target in blog copy. And we implemented the on-page SEO on December 8th, 2022. So December 8th, 2022, we implemented on-page. I'm recording this podcast episode on January 11th. I like to record my podcast in more or less real time. I don't usually batch more than a couple of weeks ahead because a lot of things can be changing in my life in the marketing space. I like to stay sort of on top of, and that's why I break it out into seasons too, as a little back end, little housekeeping side note. So December 8th, in Q4, so all of Q4 for 2022, right, for this client, organic traffic was 11% of total traffic and 15% of orders. So not a big driver for revenue or traffic by any stretch of the imagination. And we didn't implement on page until December 8th. In Q1 so far, through yesterday, January 10th, okay, so this is a small data set, but take it for what you will. Organic traffic is now 33% of total traffic and 37% of orders. So we've more than doubled the amount of orders and the revenue numbers are about the same, more than double the amount of revenue from organic that they had in all of Q4 in the first 10 days of this year. It's a huge, huge jump, And now 33% of total traffic is coming from organic. And looking at the visibility, going from pretty much zero visibility to 6 or 7% visibility just on the terms that we're tracking, and going from not even ranking in the first 100 positions to ranking on the first page for several targeted key wheelhouse terms is pretty phenomenal. Even so much as going and outranking one of their top competitors, which is a much, much larger, well-known e-commerce website. So we saw an enormous amount of value and progress in a very short amount of time. And I just want to, again, sort of say, this isn't always the case, right? This is one of those beautiful, the stars align and everything comes together to work out really, really well for this client. And obviously, we're going to monitor, right? This is very early days. It's been barely a month since we implemented these on-page changes, so a lot can still happen. And on top of this, we still want to implement an ongoing content strategy, right, that targets people that are sort of more top of the funnel, who are in her audience and who are looking for information related to some of the products that she sells, and getting those people to come to the site, get on an email list, and eventually convert, right? So this is not the typical case, but e-commerce tends to be sort of special like that. You can have an information-based site that will take 6 to 9 months or longer to sort of really start cranking, whereas you have an e-commerce site and, you know, in a matter of 90 days, you all of a sudden start to see results. And there's a few reasons for that. A lot of it is just buy keywords, or commercial transactional keywords tend to be higher search volume, right? There are more people looking for those types of related terms related to buying products than there are for people looking for other types of topics. And a lot of times what we're targeting for those informational type sites are the long tail keywords. So low search volume, low competition. And while those are amazing to go after, it takes time, right? For to compound those efforts over time to drive substantial traffic that has meaningful volume. For e-com, we tend to be working with keywords that have a lot of traffic right out of the gate. And in this instance, we were lucky that the keywords had very low competition, relatively speaking, for an e-commerce site. There are also other things that Google looks at, like schema markup for products and things like that, that I think make it a little bit speedier when it comes to seeing results for e-com. But again, it really depends on the specific space that you're in and what kind of products that you're selling. But I wanted to share these results because I always get asked, what can I expect? You know, do you guarantee results? How soon until I can start to see traffic or the impact of the work that we've done? And like anything in marketing, results are not guaranteed. There's an enormous amount of volatility in the online marketplace, period. Not just SEO, but social media, everything, right? Things are constantly changing. And driving traffic to a website is one part of the equation. What happens when that traffic hits your website is a completely separate thing, right? CRO, conversion rate optimization, is a completely separate entity from actually getting people to the website. And this is something, as somebody who's managed a lot of ad spend over the years as well, Google ad spend, that business owners tend to have a hard time wrapping their head around sometimes. It's not enough to just drive people, right, to your website. You have to have a conversion funnel in place that you know works. You have to have a product in place that works. And this is why when people are like, I want to do Google ads, it's like, do you have proof of product yet? You know, you need to have that in place first. Do people actually want to buy your product? Are they easily able to buy your product on your website? Okay, then maybe, and only then, can we talk about Google ads. And SEO is not that dissimilar, right? If you don't even have a proven product yet, or you don't really have a ton of sales and you're not sure, driving traffic is definitely a first step to get there, but don't expect that traffic necessarily to convert right out of the gate because you haven't even proven yet that that's going to happen. So that's something to keep in mind. If you're very, very brand new and you're in the e-com space, if you're a product-based business or a maker, make sure that you have proof of concept, right? That you have knowledge that people are actually going to purchase and are interested in what you're trying to sell. So this was an awesome, awesome client to work with. We're continuing to work together in Q1, and I'm really excited to see what the next several months have in store for her business, e-commerce. I'd love to do a little update maybe at the end of Q1, see where the website is at, do an update to this case study, and just see, okay, were we able to continue building on this? Were we able to compound, right? Build off of it? Was it a snowball effect, or did things fall flat? We won't let things fall flat, but it will be really interesting to see what kind of pivots we need to take, what kind of additional strategies we need to implement to continue moving that visibility needle. And of course, this person had a proof of concept already, right? They had a very strong Etsy business, tons of great reviews on the site, lots and lots of transactions on Etsy. So she knew that people were interested in the products that she was selling. So it's not a surprise to me that as we drive more wheelhouse traffic, that conversion rate also followed. But very, very cool to see. So let me back up here and just talk about what we actually did and what we actually implemented on the site to help create some of these results. So we did the very basic foundational SEO work that is part of the done for you to get to this point. And that includes individual keyword mapping. So one target keyword to each individual URL on the website, optimized title tags, optimized meta descriptions, which are not a ranking factor, but for e-com are really, really important. You want people to click over to your website, buy your product. So those meta descriptions are really, really important. H1. At the time, all of the H1 tags on the site were just generic, broad terms. We changed those to be specific targeted terms related to the product collection, but that people were actually searching for. And we added copy blocks. They were not long copy blocks, a couple of hundred words of targeted, optimized SEO copy above the fold to provide more context to Google. In addition to the on-page copy, which we implemented, this also allowed us to create interlinking opportunities for the website. This is something that was missing from the website. And when I say interlinking, I mean linking to other pages on the website from individual pages. And that is really important because it passes page equity. It helps Google understand what your website is about. So when the bots come and they crawl, they can follow the links and understand how your site is structured, which pages are important, what they're about, through the anchor text, things like that. So by adding the on-page copy, not only did we provide keyword-rich context for Google, and we never keyword stuff, right? This is very nuanced, well-thought-out copy that is helpful for the user to understand what the product collection is about and also create opportunities to link out to other pages on the website. This is really, really, really important. It's not just enough to have a product collection page with product on it. It's not. It needs to have context. And while Google understands e-commerce sites and that Shopify is an e-commerce platform, it still needs context to understand what that product collection or that individual product page is about. This is really, really important. And I think that there's a fear from shop owners and merchandising teams and all of this that the copy is going to be a distraction and interrupt that conversion funnel and keep people from purchasing. And the first thing I will say about that is test it. Test, test, and test some more. The second thing I will say is if you want to drive any kind of organic traffic volume to your website, unless you are Amazon, Walmart, any of the big, big leagues, you have to provide context to Google. And you can create copy that's helpful for your ideal customer when they're hitting your site. Hey, this is our such and such product collection. It's, you know, carefully crafted and curated by hand and blah, blah, blah. You can create information that is powerful for selling and also really beneficial for SEO. It does not have to be one or the other. So that's just important to keep in mind is don't feel like copy needs to be copy. It can be conversion copy and also SEO copy at the same time. That's today's episode. It's short, sweet, straight to the point, talking a little bit about some actual client results and the types of things that can happen. If you have questions, reach out to me on Instagram. I'd love to hear them, see what you think about this. If you like this kind of content, definitely let me know. I love sharing like the real nitty gritty behind the scenes. I think it's really important. It's not just enough for me to get up here on my little desk and talk about SEO, but actually like real live results for actual clients, for actual businesses, showing you what SEO can do for your bottom line. It can be really, really powerful. So, all right, that is everything for today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.